Mthato Maboya, CEO of the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation. Can you tell us more about the kind of work that you do at the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation?
The Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation was founded in 2004. Our main focus is on education and enterprise development. We work in improving quality of education in disadvantaged schools, and we support small 100% black-owned businesses and to succeed beyond the first 3 years of operations and to grow and create jobs. Part of our work is to also attend to the vulnerability of women and children through our education program. We, first and foremost, we acknowledge as a foundation that women broadly face quite a number of challenges, in life and society. And coming into an entrepreneurial space also presents some unique challenges. And some of those challenges that we, sort of focus on, although we have not crafted the programs to respond to women directly, but we have made sure that it is conscious of the challenges that women face. One of those is the entrepreneurial space. It's one space that demands a lot of hand-holding and requires strong mentorship and strong skills for the business to succeed. And we've seen that with the number of enrollments that we experience in our incubation program, women are equally ready to participate, because without even targeting women recruitment, we find that, we have a 50-50% split for women who are starting businesses and growing. We've seen many successes over time, and we know that those barriers, they come from, generally in society. They can come in the form of responsibilities. Often we say that the non-financial responsibilities that women have to take, that they experience in their household, and taking on entrepreneurship and going into business in the highly male-dominated sectors. However, we've seen quite great success, and it shows that with programs such as ourselves that ensure that it's got competent skills and where to go for assistance to be successful in your business. 2022 is an exciting period for us. And first, on the entrepreneurial side, we are looking at growing participation in our virtual incubation program. And we have transformed, and thanks to the period that COVID has put us through to drive the moving to a digital platform. We're looking at growing participation in there. We are launching programs that would target entrepreneurs to come join the Business Foundation phase, and they can be anywhere in the country. We are also celebrating 20 years of Adopt-A School Foundation, which is one of our partner entities that works in improving schools throughout the country. So we are optimistic that there would be great recovery, particularly in the small business sector in 2022, as we enter, the post-COVID environment, and we see the economy recovery back to the pre-COVID days. Find us on social media, on Facebook, we are Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation. On Twitter, it's at Cyril Foundation. And on our website, which is www.cyrilramaphosafoundation.org.
Awesome stuff. Mabato, thank you so much for your time. Keep doing the amazing work that you're doing. We salute you here on 5FM.
Thank you very much, Wikilo. Thank all you. Right.
Young Blood 5, saluting champions who are making a difference. Go to 5FM.co.za for more info.